3 o'clock growl. Don't forget, you can watch the YouTube live stream presented by LAFD. Go to joinlafd.org for more information. Big day because we're getting ready for game four across the street at crypto.com arena. And there is one, the great Pepe Mantilla is stepping into the studio. Pepe, how you doing, man?
Who has been very good in Game of Games lately. Yeah. And today he cannot win because he is hosting Game of Games. Pepe, how are you?
He bought pastries. What kind of pastries did you bring, Pepe?
Jorge, turn his mic on. There you go.
Okay.
No? Yeah, you're good. You're good. Just talk right into the mic.
Pepe, that's a microphone. Just talk right into
it. It's a microphone.
Yeah, it's a microphone, Pepe.
You know.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Speak. Hi, Steve. Hi, John. I'm feeling good. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes.
I prefer to ignore the person to my left.
I understand.
Just ignore
completely.
I'm trying to help
for,
you.
For people who don't know, Pepe is the Spanish language, but he is the, and Pepe, I don't mean this as an insult, you'll be insulted by it. He is the Michael Thompson of Spanish radio.
Yes. Miguel Thompson.
The color guy, along with Samuel Jacobo, on the Spanish side on KWKW. So if you ever want to listen to the games in Spanish, you'll hear Pepe call the games. And Pepe, you said to me in the hallway, Mace is confident. He's feeling good about tonight.
Oh, yeah, I feel good.
Michael's always confident. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous. Where are you about tonight?
I'm nervous, too.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. Why? Because Memphis is going to come strong. I mean, and
they have to. They're playing for their season tonight.
That's right.
Are you saying this is a must-win, Ireland?
I will, yeah.
For Memphis?
Must-win to go 2-2?
Hell yeah. I
won't even go must-win on that.
Come on.
To go 2-2, no.
Come on.
Not to go 2-2.
We need to go
3-1 would be deadly for Memphis.
Correct.
But to go 2-2 does not kill the Lakers.
No. But
it gives them home court back.
But if they don't win, then it's a big deal. And the funny thing is, I brought pastries for everybody.
Yes, thank you so much.
You guys, because you are well-educated, say thank you, Pepe. Michael Thompson says, what kind of pastries did you bring?
Yeah, that's true. You didn't bring
Pepe, you brought eclairs, which is the greatest pastry ever invented.
I don't see no glazed donuts in here.
So, you know, and now he's complaining about the pastries.
That's right.
Yeah, he complains about everything.
So here's the weird thing. So I listen, obviously, to John Ireland on 710, and I switch over to KWKW because I understand your analysis. I don't speak Spanish, but I understand your analysis better than I understand Michael in English. Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with you. Besides, I've been doing it longer than Mike.
No, you haven't.
30 years.
30 years?
30.
Yeah, but I've been calling basketball. You did soccer. I'm doing basketball.
No. I've been doing the Lakers for 30. How many years have you been doing
it? I never saw you here when I used to come in here as a player.
Well, it's a different story. You were a player. You shouldn't even say that because then when you do the analysis, people are going to say, what the hell?
I've been right all along, Pepe. I'm the only one who given them advice how to stop Ja Morant, and they won't listen
Pepe,
to me.
Pepe, he put game two in the refrigerator before the game even started.
Before it started.
And then we lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've revoked his refrigerator privileges for the remainder of the series.
I understand that.
So I want to ask you guys something. There's one number in the NBA that's getting bigger every year. You mentioned a couple. Salaries, yes. Mm-hmm.
Injuries,
yes.
But that's not the number you had in mind.
Offensive rating for the last 10 years... The number of points has gone up and up and up. In fact, games today are averaging 10 more points than they did a decade ago.
Well, you know why?
No, that's why I'm asking.
There are three teams in the league now that shoot more threes than twos.
Sacramento.
Houston. And I think it might be Boston, but maybe Golden State.
But do you think that's what it's purely three-point shooting?
Yeah. Sure. Mike, when Michael played, Michael, how many three-pointers a game roughly would you guys shoot?
I'd say we average Pepe about 8 threes a game.
Yeah.
I was going to say 7, and now there are teams that average 50.
Does it have anything to do with officiating?
No.
Do star players get officiated differently now than they did a decade ago?
Yeah, it's a lot less physical now. Well, yeah, you can't touch them now.
So that's also a factor.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not... It's the league. Is the difference is how it is changing.
Right.
It's not because of the officiating, because the officials on last game were the best all season long.
Right. Well, the one thing I'm down on, I officiating's really hard, and I know some of these guys, and I know Monty McCutcheon, the supervisor of officials, pretty well. And the one thing that I will say, and I'll continue to say it until they stop, is they're calling way too many technical fouls.
Right.
And they're stopping the game for no reason. And I wish, Michael, when you played, if you yelled at a ref, he would turn around and yell back at you and say, shut up and play, Michael.
Right.
You didn't yell. You never got a tech. But Magic complained after every call. Magic,
right,
one of the greatest players of all time, would like never committed a foul. If you watch any old Laker game, you'll laugh. But Magic, you know, completely hacks a guy, and they call a foul, and Magic will turn around and go, what? What did I do?
Right. Well, now every player does
and
that.
Now, what they did, like, I watched the game over the weekend, and somebody did, I think it was Jordan Poole, did a really demonstrative like fist in the air, like, oh, that's not a foul.
Yeah.
And they teed him up.
Yep.
Michael, when you played, that happened 20 times
ridiculous.
A game and nobody got a tee.
It was ridiculous. Draymond Green and De'Aaron Fox woofing at each other and they teed them up. Let them talk. That's what fans love to see that. As long as it doesn't get into fisticuffs. Or what are the
and if it does,
talking?
That's when you can tee up people and throw them out and do stuff like that. But don't
but
stop the game for no reason.
Aren't they trying to
avoid that? Oh, please. Nobody's going
to
throw
you can make that argument, but Mace, trying to avoid it, trying to preemptively stop something, why not worry about it when it happens?
Yeah, and nobody's going to throw a punch because they know they'll get suspended.
Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I agree with you guys.
We love it when we see players confront each other verbally, right?
Well,
Pepe?
Look at LeBron and Dylan Brooks. Yeah. They've been back and forth
the
entire series.
All right, so
far.
Let me throw something at the three of you guys that I've been thinking a lot about. I love Jared Vanderbilt because he's defense first. You can put him on guards. You can put him on forwards. Occasionally, you can put him on centers. Like, he could guard Jaren Jackson for a couple of possessions if you really need him to. But Rui Hachimura is so confident and is playing so well that, Pepe, I'm not so sure Hachimura should be out there more, but I know I would have to take somebody out. I'm not taking LeBron out. I'm not taking AD. I want Austin Reeves out there. I want either Schroeder or Russell out there. So if I want more minutes for Rui, they would have to come from Vanderbilt. And I'm not sure if I'm right. What do you think?
I don't think you're right. Vanderbilt is a defender. Supposedly he's a defender. He didn't do very well the last game because he couldn't stop Ja.
Nobody could.
But I mean, there is a way to do it because he's not invincible.
Right.
How do you do it?
Well, you do the switching accordingly. You know that he's going to go to his right hand first.
Right.
There
and
it is.
He's going to move.
And then
especially
he's coming. He will eventually come back to his left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? So you have to, if I know that and I'm not a basketball player, they should know that because they see the video and all that.
Well, Pepe, they do know. We interviewed, Michael asked Austin Reeves after the game. We interviewed Austin Reeves and Michael said, Austin, you know he's going to his left either in the beginning or eventually. Why can't you just stand on his left shoulder and stop him? And Austin said, we know they're going to do it. We know that we've watched the film. We know what his move is. He's just so good, we can't stop it. Every once in a while, a player comes along where you can't
right,
stop.
They got to keep him going right. You know, eventually he's going to come back to you, but he's going to come into your body if he goes left.
Yeah.
Well, if you're watching the game tonight, folks, watch what we're saying, because if he starts going right and you let him go right, he eventually gets uncomfortable.
Yep.
He has to make a decision. Okay, can I elevate and shoot a floater? Can I go to a right-hand layup? He just desperately wants to come back to his left because that's his springboard. That's what gets him up in the air.
Well, just flat out, who does a better job on Ja? Is it important to have Vanderbilt out there? Because Rui is great in the situation he's in where he bounces off the bench and gets you 16 points or whatever it is. I like him in that second unit, but is Vanderbilt the better cover when it comes to Morant?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You need somebody like Rui coming from the bench. Because he's going to put a lot of energy and he's going to change the situation for the other team.
Mace wasn't there the other night. The three other, Pepe, you and Michael and I were obviously all there. I thought, and we talked about this at the start of the show, it doesn't always happen, but I thought the crowd on Saturday night made a tangible difference in the Lakers' start. I thought they were so good and so loud and so in Dylan Brooks's head that Memphis didn't know what hit him. Every time Brooks got the ball, the Laker fans got on him. The Laker fans were loud. They were raucous. It almost felt like an NBA Finals crowd to me. Am I overrating the difference that the crowd made?
No, but you know who's at fault? Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brooks. I mean, and then he's saying after the game, well, the fans are against me and all that. I mean, if you talk,
Yeah, why do you think they're against you?
He's complaining that the fans have made him a villain, where he's done nothing but play the villain since the series started.
Excellent point.
I know. A lot of people that are not familiar with the NBA, but they listen every now and then, know who Brooks is because he was promoting himself the wrong way.
The right way, actually.
That's kind of who he is, though.
Yeah.
He is who he says he is.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question that he's that guy. And I honestly, I think he has ramped up everybody. I don't think nobody gets to LeBron. He's not getting to LeBron. There's no question about that. LeBron is doing his thing.
He kind of did. You could tell LeBron was.
You think he did?
Him. Yeah. LeBron made a shot on him and nodded, and then looked at the Memphis bench. Oh yeah, LeBron pays attention to what people say about him.
Well, I'll tell you another reason why tonight's important. Memphis this year, at home, was 35-6. It was the best home record in the NBA. The last time a team was even close to that good was the 2017 Warriors with Durant, who you thought, Michael, was the best team you've ever seen.
Yeah.
They were 36-5. The Grizzlies this year were 35-6. You do not, and Mace, this is why I'd be worried if it goes to 2-2. You do not want to play a three-game series with two of them in Memphis. They're really, really good at home. So that's
14 of their last 16 at home.
Yeah, that's what I want to avoid. I mean, I'm not saying if the Lakers lose tonight, they can't still win the series. They obviously can. But the odds would tilt towards the Grizzlies.
I'm just not going to freak out at 2-2.
Yeah, I would be bad.
You're a must-win guy.
I really want tonight.
You've changed your mind on must win.
Yeah, it's not must win, but it's better win. It's
a must win for Memphis.
Right.
That's not what scares
me. That's what scares me. I think the thing I saw on the faces of the Grizzlies in game two was they knew if they lost that game, their season was toast.
Yep.
And I have to think, Michael, that they know it tonight too.
Yeah.
That if the Grizzlies lose this game, they're pretty much cooked.
Oh, they're done.
The Lakers aren't going to lose three games in a row.
No.
And so I think Memphis is going to come out tonight and play hard, harder than they've played all year.
Of course.
And the Lakers have got to be ready to match that intensity.
And the Lakers should know that.
Yes. Okay?
The Lakers are at home. The crowd is going to be there behind them. So the Lakers should know that they have to leave everything there.
Right.
Okay? They're not going to win with just the name.
Yeah. Well, and I also think that we saw in game two what it looks like when Memphis comes out with a bunch of energy.
Right.
You know, they can swamp you
and
really
their
fast.
Crowd got into the game, which is why I was so proud of the Laker fans on Saturday, because the crowd was into it from the get-go.
Amazing.
They were really, really good. And they made I mentioned what Jovan Buha wrote. Bill Plachke wrote an article that suggested the same thing. If you were in the building, there was no way you could walk out of there Saturday and not think the crowd didn't make a difference.
Right.
They did.
All right. It is a Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday. We're reacting to game three on Saturday and getting ready for game four tonight. It's presented by Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy responsibly. We're getting ready for game four. We got Pepe Mantilla, Michael Thompson, Ireland and me here getting ready for the game. 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Okay, now the master conspiracy is out. Alan Sliwa has gotten a blue check mark.
Well, he's a bigger name than
Chris
you.
Chris Morales says, I'll get one over his dead body.
Okay.
That is a conspiracy. Pepe, do you have a blue check mark yet?
No, not really.
Do you want one?
No.
Why do you need one?
To prove I'm me.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Oh, no, you do. All right, otherwise, Mace, how's anybody going to know it's you for real?
Here's a question a listener asked.
Yeah.
What bothers you more?
Okay.
That I have a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame and you don't. Or
yeah.
I have a blue check mark and you don't.
Well, first of all, the star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame is for a different John Ireland.
No,
so
no. I am one of Hollywood's big guns. Look it up.
By the way, Lisa says you're not. And
look it up.
I will say that the blue check mark bothers me more.
Why?
Because when I tweet something, I want people to know it's actually me. Like, I don't want people to think somebody else is Steve Mason tweeting all kinds of garbage.
Is it $8 a month?
Yeah, but the station has picked up the tab for everybody around here.
Except you.
Except me.
Yeah, and it sounds like Morales now is into it. He's going to ban you from a blue check mark.
Could I ask Pepe a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pepe, you're Mexican, right? Mexican-American, right?
Make up your mind. I'm Mexican or Mexican-American?
You're probably Mexican, but you live in America. Like, I'm Bahamian, but I live in America. I'm American, too.
Get to the point.
Yeah, get to the point. I agree with Pepe.
Jeez, I thought all Mexican boxers never quit. What happened to Ryan Garcia?
He quit.
He's Mexican. Because, you know, I mean, I can't.
Wait, Roberto Duran quit back in the day, right? He's Panamanian.
He's from Panama.
But I was shocked. Were you surprised he quit, being a guy of Mexican descent and a Mexican boxer?
I was surprised, but a little bit. And I'm going to tell you what. And I told you this before. Boxing nowadays is not like it used to be. Okay? Julio Cesar Chavez wasn't going to do that.
Right.
Ruben Olivares wasn't going to do that. And I can tell you a lot of Mexican boxers that wouldn't do that. But now boxing is different, Michael.
Canelo Alvarez wouldn't do that. Canelo would never quit.
No, of course Canelo, but Canelo doesn't.
So why do you guys think Garcia quit?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but Canelo doesn't want to fight the real fighters, which didn't happen in the past.
Yeah, he's ducking Benavidez, but he's going to fight
Bivol. Yeah,
everybody's
ducking everybody now.
But you're right. I was shocked to see that Mexican blood didn't come out of Ryan Garcia and he quit on a body
shot.
But
I think you made it clear. He quit.
He quit.
Hey, Pepe, I have a question for you, too. Is it true or not? Somebody on Twitter told us that you interviewed Diego Armando Maradona in the 86 World Cup.
Yeah.
You did?
You interviewed Maradona.
Wow. Yeah.
Was he nice? Was he a nice guy?
Very nice. With me, he was very nice, you know. I don't know if you've been
there. Was that the hand of God year where he put the handball in?
Did he admit to cheating?
I didn't ask.
What do you mean? You were there? You saw the goal?
What am I supposed to say? I mean,
did you cheat?
By the way, that goal wouldn't
Diego, did you cheat?
That goal wouldn't count today because of VAR, right? For replay.
Yeah, but it didn't happen today.
Yeah.
See, I mean, today you're not making any sense, now, Michael.
Yeah, Michael never makes sense.
Well, this is a good, legitimate question. Argentinian, Spanish, Mexican, Spanish, is it the same or is it different?
It's all different.
It's all different?
Well, but you can speak to each other. I'm going to interrupt that conversation.
No, I want to know.
No.
Yeah, when you get your own, go get your own podcast. We care about ratings.
I want to make sure that we get all the big stories in, which is, one, Packers have officially traded Aaron Rodgers to the Jets for picks. Package looks a little bit light. There's one first rounder. It's actually a first round swap in that deal. So I think probably the Jets won that trade. On top of that, Ime Udoka has been named the head coach of the Houston Rockets. Among other news, Darren Fox has got a broken finger. He's hopeful for Game 5 in that Warriors-Kings series.
By the way, who wins Warriors-Kings, Mace? Who wins that series?
Warriors!
Pepe, who wins? Warriors. Michael?
Duh.
Yeah, no one's picking the Kings, and the Kings have the better seed and have home court.
Yeah, and by the way, this has come in. DeJounte Murray has been suspended for one game for contact with the official at the end of that game.
Wow. By the way, with Aaron Rodgers, the Packers won that trade.
How do you figure?
Well, Andrew Brandt actually laid it all out. He said a first-round pick swap in 2023, a high second-round pick in 2023, a likely first-round pick in 2024, at worst a second, and $60 million financial obligation taken off their hands for a player that's never going to play for them
again.
So
it's two number ones.
Yes. Well, it's
If he plays two years.
Right. It's a conditional.
Or is it, Greg, is it 65% of the snaps this year?
It's something 65% of the snaps this year. So, and if not, then they get a second-round pick next year. So you're still getting a really good deal. And the $60 million that's coming off the books is way better.
So Andrew Brandt says the Packers won the deal?
Yeah, the Packers.
Hey, I guess the Jets like the Packers leftovers, huh? Remember they picked up Brett Favre at the end of his career.
That's true.
I agree with you, Greg. Totally.
You think the Packers won?
Yeah.
I think the Jets won. Jets normally in a trade, whoever gets the best player wins the trade.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Jets won.
He was never going to play for the Packers, and he got all that stuff.
Yeah.
They won.
I want to play something for you guys. This is a very John Ireland thing to do. Coaches calling plays. It's interesting. When JaVale McGee was on TNT, he said this, and this is sort of a question about the importance of coaches and what they actually mean to a series. You have it there. Hit it, Greg.
They think coaches win championships. It's players. Yeah. And not only in the playing aspect, but in the coaching aspect also. Yeah. Like when we won with Brian did a lot of the coaching. Yeah. He did a lot of opportunities where it's like, coach says run this, and he's like, no, we're running this. Yeah. And Golden State at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So the championship teams not only have to have a good coach, but they have to have good player coaches also.
Yeah. And I also think, too, it's about all those guys on the team trusting that what that player
exactly.
is saying,
exactly.
he's right.
And you know, players like Brian, you're like, well, the man is Brian, so we're going to listen to what he says.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then you have those players who try to be that player coach. You know? Their teammates looking at him like, bro.
Brian will call everyone's play for a reason.
For sure.
The dude who calls his play, I'd be like, I care. Next one. Wave it off that call. Is that you? Is that me? You know, there are ways to F up a play. If a dude trying to be selfish, I mean, you go, I go. Just go. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Sure.
He's talking about LeBron basically calling his own plays. How important is a head coach when you've got a player like LeBron?
There's a reason that there's 30 teams in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
and there's only, I think, now that Nick Nurse is out, I think we're down to 7 coaches that have rings. So he's half right. You do have to have great players. The players are primarily the reason why you win a championship. But Phil Jackson has 11 rings. Greg Popovich has 5. There's a reason some guys keep winning. Coaches matter more than JaVale is saying, I think. What do you think, Pepe?
I agree with you. Totally. Yeah. I mean, like...
Always then, agree with him.
Then because he makes sense. You don't.
Yeah.
I mean, don't blame it on me. I mean, it's your limitations. I have no problem with him. You have limitations.
Well, yeah.
Michael, you played for Jack Ramsey.
Yep. Great coach.
And Pat Riley. Do you win those titles in L.A. without Pat Riley?
Not 5. Not 4 or 5 of them, no. They might win a couple, but no, you got to have a great conductor in front of all those great musicians to put all the music together.
How
so to
often
speak.
Did Magic say, okay, here's what we're going to do?
Sometimes, yeah. Obviously, you depend on a guy like LeBron and Magic who have such intelligence about the game. Of course, you ask a coach would let those guys take over sometimes, but great coaches understand that. Let players play and be the best of themselves. Some coaches will come in and try to, you know, hammer and doing things their way and don't have that flexibility in their approach. But great players, minds like Pat Riley, man. So I don't know what JaVale McGee is talking about. Yes, you got to have players, but you got to have
JaVale
the right guy.
JaVale was on that 2020 team. When Frank Vogel was head coach and LeBron was leading the way, he's basically saying LeBron called a lot of it himself.
Overruled Vogel a lot?
Sounds like it. Doesn't it sound like it?
Right, but I think that happens a lot. Michael and I were sitting courtside once when Byron Scott was coaching the Lakers, and I overheard him talking to Jordan Clarkson. And he said, hey, I don't want to stifle your creativity. I want you to try and create while you're out there, but you got to get us into something. You just can't grab the ball, dribble it up, and jack it up without ever looking at it at any of your teammates. Because if you do that, it's not going to work, and they're not going to talk to you, and they're not going to pass you the ball. So you do have to have the right leader.
Yeah.
But JaVale's not wrong. I mean, great play. Kobe used to do whatever he wanted, and it would work out. But I think the coach is more important than JaVale
is saying.
Coach
Dave Miller agrees with me. He says, great analogy about the great coaches. They understand flexibility and listening to their players, superstars especially. And Dave Miller was a coach, so he knows.
Well,
don't you agree with me now?
I agree with you because you finally
time.
No.
Yeah,
you.
Yo, he agrees with you because you agreed with Ireland.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. He's not agreeing with you. He's agreeing with Ireland. You're just agreeing with Ireland to agree with Ireland.
Focus, Michael.
Focus.
All right, I got a question for Pepe coming up next, and it relates to the beautiful Ana de Armas.
All right, and I got a question for all three of you guys about some major events that happened today in the world.
Okay. That is coming up for you. Don't forget, it's a Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday. Reacting to the Lakers game four tonight, it's presented by Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy responsibly. Let me tell you about my friend Jacob Imrani. So Jacob, huge, huge Lakers fan. I wouldn't be surprised if he's there tonight. Here's the thing. If you were driving to a friend's house this past weekend, but you were injured in a car accident that wasn't your fault, and you're wondering, what should I do now? Here's what it is. Call Jacob. Jacob and his team offer a free consultation, so you got nothing to lose by calling and explaining your situation. If Jacob starts working with you, you can move on with your life. He and his team will find a doctor in your area that specializes in your injury. They'll also work with the auto body shop and car rental place on your behalf. Jacob and his team are ready to help you and help you get back on your feet and get you the compensation that you deserve. So if you were in a car accident or a slip and fall, or you got bit by a dog, or you're on a scooter or in an Uber or in a Lyft, any kind of personal injury, there's only one name to remember. That is Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob Imrani. Call Jacob.
And make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
We are in a fortunate moment. We're getting ready for game four at Crypto.com Arena. Pepe Mantilla, Michael Thompson hanging out today. So I got a question for you, Pepe.
I got a real quick one for you, Mace.
Oh, yeah, what do you got?
You know that Scott Kaplan has three times less followers than you on Twitter and has a blue check mark.
Are we just taunting me about this?
Sounds like it.
I believe I am just being... am I supposed to go back at Morales, who is...
I don't know.
It's either Carlo or Morales that is screwing me over.
Somebody's not doing it. And they have check marks on that show, and now they have check marks on the show before us, and John has a check mark.
Sliwa has a check mark?
He does have a check mark.
Yeah. Does Travis?
Yeah.
Ooh, I think he does.
This is a conspiracy.
So Mason's the only one who doesn't have one.
Oh, Travis does not at the moment.
All right, okay. All right.
All right. So Mace, what was your question?
Travis. Okay. So I was watching Saturday Night Live, and this actress, I don't know if she's Ana de Armas. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
She played Marilyn Monroe.
She was born in Cuba.
In Cuba. Okay. So she said she learned, I've always wanted to learn Spanish, and I've tried a whole bunch of times. She says she learned English by watching Friends. Now, what could I watch? What show could I watch to learn Spanish?
Well, you can watch any show on either.
How about one of those steamy Spanish soap operas, Pepe?
Yeah.
The novellas?
The novellas, and you can watch Netflix in Spanish.
Netflix in Spanish?
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Yeah. Here's an amazing thing. I took 2 years in high school, three semesters at Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. I did Berlitz. I've done Duolingo. I've done everything, and I still can't get there. I can't.
No
Spanish.
Habla español.
Un poco.
You have to practice.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean, watch that. I will.
You can do what I did, Mace. Just memorize like the beginning of chapter 5 of the ALM Spanish book.
Right.
And then you can fool people into thinking you can speak Spanish when you really can't. Like.
story.
Yeah, yes. Like this. Ay, caramba, cuando arreglo mi cuarto no encuentro nada. Mamá, tía Luisa, ¿cómo gritas, hijo? No estamos sorda. ¿Dónde estás? Now.
What does he say?
I don't know.
You don't know what he said?
I said, oh, darn it. Ay, caramba.
Yes.
When they clean my room,
yep.
Cuando arreglo mi cuarto no encuentro nada. I can't find anything. Mom, Aunt Louise, stop shouting, son. We're not deaf. And now people think I can speak Spanish.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Pepe said, what's the Spanish?
No, because he said it really fast, okay?
Yeah. Now, Pepe, you had a question about the Mandy's.
Yeah. Can I vote for the Mandy's?
Yes, you can.
You going to vote for me?
Wait, number two. Why don't they have, like, the best voice as a category?
The best voice?
Voice.
Who do you think would win?
Yeah, who are the nominees?
Not you, for sure.
Yeah, not you.
Hey, guys.
Who are your three nominees?
Oh, best voice. Morales should be one of them.
No. What? Yeah. No, that high-pitched voice?
Morales has a really good voice.
No way.
It is a final. That's all he's got.
Yeah. Gutless, Pepe. You're gutless.
Gutless. He's got summer, summer, oh, summer. Potty, potty, oh, potty.
Yeah, Morales. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I got a question for you.
Mike Tyson sound like a beast.
He is nominated for personality of the
year. Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, and if he wins, I want to recount.
I will storm out.
Yeah. And then another category should be the best looking one.
Who would win that?
Not you. For sure. I don't know.
All right, so here's my question. If you're not paying attention to the news today, it was a weird day in that two political pundits on opposite ends of the political spectrum both were fired. Don Lemon was fired by CNN, and Tucker Carlson was fired by Fox. So they're both off the air permanently, both those guys. They could resurface somewhere else. But here's my question. It used to be that if you had really good ratings, you were quote-unquote unfireable. Like people said for years, Johnny Carson was unfireable. He made too much money for the network. Is anyone unfireable in 2023? The first thing that popped into my head was Oprah, but she's not on anymore. Mm-mm. Is there anybody who would shock you that if they announced tomorrow, we have parted ways with blank?
Yeah, the women on The View, they've said some offensive
things.
No, but they changed the
yeah. host of The View.
Yeah, they changed
every,
all the time.
Every couple of years.
No, Whoopi and Joy's been there forever, and Whoopi denied the Holocaust was about
yeah,
weeks. Come on.
And I don't know.
That? Are you kidding me? So you think, obviously,
I disagree with you, but.
Really?
She could be fired. She's been suspended multiple times.
That's not being fired.
But the question is, is there anybody that brings in so much money that you can't fire him?
What about Barkley?
That's a good one.
Yeah, they just announced his new show on CNN.
If Charles,
he can't go on there and say the N-word, but he can basically offend people.
He might be it.
No, he wouldn't.
That might be the answer.
Yeah, he might probably get suspended for that.
He might be unfireable. Like Kelvin Washington, right when you said that, just texted me, Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Charles Barkley.
Yeah. He might be the answer.
Charles Barkley.
But it's weird because 20 years ago, the late night hosts were all pretty untouchable. Letterman was untouchable. Carson was untouchable. Even Jay Leno for a period was untouchable. Now you wouldn't say that about any of the late night hosts.
Especially after what you just said, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like if any of those three guys, they announced tomorrow they're no longer working, you would go, huh. But it's weird the way the world has become. Nobody is too big for the room anymore. It used to be like way back in the old days that there were sacred cows, but I'm not so sure there are anymore.
Well, because now,
like somebody says to me, Stephen A's been fired before. You know, not by ESPN, but he's been fired before.
Well, I think John is because now you can hardly say anything on the air.
Right, know? Maybe. Maybe it's we live in a different time. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just shouldn't say anything that's offensive to a massive group of people, and then you wouldn't get fired.
Well,
I mean, okay.
Well, what's offensive?
Tucker Carlson was part of losing $757 billion for the Fox television network.
87, so it's million.
I understand that. $757 million.
Is that why they let him go?
Don Lemon said ridiculous things like Nikki Haley is past her prime.
Women are past their prime.
They both were extremely fireable, I think.
Right, but the reason I brought it up is I'm wondering if anybody else is now, like Johnny Carson, you would admit, was for towards the end of his career when he was so dominant late at night that he could kind of do whatever he wanted. Didn't he take Fridays off for like?
Yeah. Well, he did. He didn't work Mondays.
Yeah. Like, and so he was the one guy that could kind of set his own terms. I don't know if that person exists anymore on any network and in anywhere in the media. I just think that it'd be really hard for anybody to say they're untouchable now. I just don't think they are.
Coming up next is Game of Games. It is Pepe's game today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, it is time for Game of Games. And in this particular month, I have got a chance to win. April, month of the mace. I've got a lead as of right now. Today's game is worth two.
So Mace, this will be a big one for you.
The score is Mason 5, Shadano 3, Bergman 3, and a collection of people with one. Pepe, you've got one. Jorge, Kaplan, down the list. But it's Mason 5, Shadano 3, Bergman 3.
All right, here we go, Pepe. What do you got?
Okay, it's potpourri, like every time I am here.
Yes.
And the first one is really easy. Everyone should know.
Is it multiple choice or do we have to buzz in?
Multiple choice.
Okay.
What university did John Celestine, the ex-Laker, attend? La Salle, Villanova, or Delaware State?
Jorge.
Villanova.
Greg.
Delaware State.
Mace.
Villanova.
Michael.
La Salle.
I'm going to say Villanova.
It is Villanova.
Yes.
All right. Mace, me, you, and Jorge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Against what team did Babe Ruth hit his first home run in the major leagues? Cleveland Naps, New York Yankees, or Detroit Tigers?
Okay, Greg.
Yankees.
Mace.
Cleveland Naps.
I'm going to say Yankees. Michael.
Naps.
Jorge.
Tigers.
Yankees.
Okay. Hey. So I got it, and Greg, you got it, right?
I got it, yeah.
Okay, I got the lead. Everybody's on the board except for Michael.
Stupid questions.
No, I actually think
that's a complaint. Minus one for
Michael. Minus one. Okay.
Michael, you should be Egyptian because you live in the Nile.
All right, Pepe number three.
Where was Salvador Dali, the famous painter, born? Italy, Spain, or France?
Mace.
Spain.
Italy, Spain, or France. I'll go Spain. Michael.
Spain.
Jorge.
Spain.
Greg.
Spain.
It is Spain.
All right. Michael's back to zero.
Zero?
Yeah, because you got minus one for screwing up.
Okay. Right. Number four. In the Shakespeare play, The Tempest, which is my favorite, what was the name of Prospero's daughter? Megan, Miranda, or Sikora?
I'll say Sikora. Michael.
Miranda.
Jorge.
Miranda.
Greg.
Megan.
Mace.
Miranda.
It is Miranda.
Yes. All right, who got it?
Me.
I did. Jorge.
All right, Jorge, Michael, and Mace. So it's now Mason 3, Ireland 3, Jorge 3, Greg has 2, and Michael has 1.
I got 2.
No, you lost.
You didn't get that
for
one.
Complaining.
He's complaining.
Stupid rule again.
Yeah. Oh, might as well.
Hey, might as well.
Come on.
You're
allowed to complain. It's racist.
You're back to zero.
It's racist.
Oh, that. Well, you want to go minus 1 again?
Yeah, give him yeah.
Minus 2 for Michael Thompson.
Yeah. Minus 1 for calling us racist.
Yeah, because
that's right. All right, right there.
Pepe, what do you got?
Number 5. How many known elements are in the periodic table? 118, 119, or 120?
Michael.
118.
Jorge.
118.
Greg.
118.
Mace.
118.
I'll go with the crowd. 118.
It is 118.
Okay.
See, I should be leading.
Well, you're back to zero.
Back to zero, Michael. Congratulations.
All right, Greg, okay. You have 3, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Number 6. What is the symbol of sodium in the periodic table? Sa, Co, or Na?
That's you, Jorge.
Na.
Greg.
Na.
Mace.
Na.
I'm going Na, Michael.
The only thing missing is the W, so I'll say Na.
Very good, guys.
Okay, so NWA. Jorge,
we're smarter than we
Mason
look.
Mason and Ireland have 5. Bergman has 4. Michael has 1.
One.
Okay.
Stop complaining, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, learn your lesson. All right, okay, Pepe, what's six?
Number seven.
How many total questions do you have?
I have three more.
Okay.
And one extra.
That tiebreaker.
Okay. Yeah. Who was on deck when Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run? Dave Johnson, Craig Robinson, or Dusty Baker?
Greg.
Dusty Baker.
Mace.
Dusty Baker.
It's either Dave Johnson or Dusty Baker. I'll say it's Dusty. Michael.
Dusty.
Jorge.
Yeah, Dusty.
It is Dusty Baker.
All right, everybody got that, right? All right, so yeah. Mason, Ireland, and Jorge have six. Greg has five. Michael has two. Two questions left, Pepe?
Three.
Okay, okay. So Mace, me, you, and Jorge have to go first on each
got
one
it.
Of these.
Number eight, what year was the song American Pie released? 1970, 1971, or 1972?
Jorge.
72.
Mace.
71.
I'm going to say 70.
Oh, man.
Greg.
I'm going to go with 71.
Michael.
70.
71.
Okay. Yeah! So Mason's in the lead. Bergman, Jorge, you didn't get that, did
I
you?
I did not know.
All I right, got it.
So Greg has six. Mason has seven. All right, so Mace, two questions left, and you're in the lead, but Greg, Jorge, and I are all one behind you.
Here we go. I need this.
Number nine. What was the first Best Actor nomination for Jack Nicholson? The Shining, The Last Detail, or Five Easy Pieces?
Mace. Right up your alley.
The Last Detail.
Let me think. No, Mace, you only was seven. Okay, Greg.
Is this the last one or is there one
no,
more?
No, one more after this.
The Last Detail.
Jorge.
The Shining.
I'm going to say Five Easy Pieces. Michael?
Pieces.
It is Five Easy Pieces.
Boom!
Oh, I had a chance there.
All right. Mason and Ireland have seven. Bergman and Jorge have six. Michael, you have been eliminated.
Oh, only because of them dumb rules.
Right. Now you're ejected from the game.
Yeah, you're Dylan yeah, Brooks get out. Out of this game.
Get out of here.
Red card.
All right. Pepe, number 10. Let's have it.
Okay. What is the capital of Mongolia? Ulaanbaatar, Kuala Lumpur, or Antananarivo?
All right, Mace. A, B, or C?
Kuala Lumpur.
I also think it's Kuala Lumpur because it's the only place I know in Mongolia. All right, Greg and Jorge, you guys got to go different.
Yeah, I want. Just give me the third one.
Yeah, me too. Go with the third
What's
one.
The third one, Pepe?
Manamantor.
Yeah. No, okay. Nobody got it.
Whoa. Okay, so that means
Ulaanbaatar.
Okay, so that means Bergman and Jorge are out, and it's Mason and Ireland. Mace, this could, if you get this,
could win the month for me.
Put you in the absolute
commanding
lead. This would be the equivalent of the Lakers winning tonight.
Yes.
At Crypto, you would have a 3-1 lead and a 95% chance to go. And I have to go first.
Yes.
Okay, Pepe, okay. Lay it on us.
This is only. It's a number.
Okay. Okay. Oh, so we're both going. Make sure you gotta write something down.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Lay it on us.
It's easy.
Okay. Okay.
How many countries are in Africa?
Interesting.
Okay.
Closest to the number, huh?
I'm going to go...
85, 90, 71.
All right.
102.
All right, Mace, what'd you write down?
22.
I wrote 32. What's the answer?
54.
Boom! John!
Oh, John takes man! It. Oh, Mace, you had it.
You had it, dog.
Yeah, and it's something, it's, you've been to Africa I and I haven't.
Been to Africa.
Oh, Mace.
I had one that I did especially for.
To me?
For you.
All right, what is it? Lay it on. I predict, can I bet a dollar that Michael will miss it?
No, he's going to.
Oh, he's going to know? Okay.
Especially for you.
Was the capital of the Bahamas?
Mary Shelley, who did Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, sure.
Okay. Where was she born? Edinburgh, London, or Dublin?
Edinburgh, London, or Dublin, it's Michael?
Tailor-made.
So Scotland, England, or Ireland?
I'd go with Dublin.
If I had to guess, I would say London.
Edinburgh.
I would say Edinburgh.
Anybody else?
Edinburgh.
Dublin.
What's the answer?
London.
London! Yeah. That was Ireland's day. Damn.
Jeez. Yeah.
Oh, Mace, you had it.
I had it right there.
You know what you just did? You just pulled a Sacramento Kings.
That was.
You had the game, yep. and you passed it to Harrison Barnes.
And by the way, I was so upset, I slammed the table, and I have a small fracture in my index finger.
Mason, I knew for sure that you were going to get the Jack Nicholson.
I know. I blew the Jack
Pepe,
Nicholson
Pepe, excellent
question,
game,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you.
That was like one of Michael's games. That was really good.
Yeah.
After this, please don't go.
No, please, everybody agrees.
No, Mason, Michael has approved Mason's appearance at the game.
What does Pepe think about it?
And if he, okay, so Mace.
Yes.
Or Pepe. Some listeners, not necessarily me, I don't necessarily agree with it, but I'm trying to respect the wishes of the listeners, think there is a Mason curse that when Mason goes to big sporting events for his favorite teams, Ram games, Dodger games, Laker games, that his favorite team then suffers a loss because he's in attendance. If there's even a remote possibility that the curse is real, should I pay Mason not to go to the game tonight?
No, it doesn't exist. And the last time he was there, he was nice enough to come and say hi to me.
That's right.
But and then, he will be the only one in the building, Pepe, that will wave back at you tonight when you wave out to the crowd.
I want to know what time that happens so I can actually do the wave.
Roughly. Okay, so tonight's tip-off, if you're going to the game, this is important. This is going to be a quick tip if there's no slide. Does everybody know what a slide
yes.
is?
Well,
if you're the second game of a doubleheader on TNT or ESPN and the first game's going long, they'll slide the start time of your game by 10 minutes.
Max.
If there's no slide, we are tipping tonight at 7:05, which is 5 minutes earlier than usual. Pepe, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to say around 6:55 is when they will introduce me and you, right?
More or less. And you guys were mentioning the Rams and all the other teams. You forgot about the USC games because you've been there.
True.
And we were there together.
USC
you were won. Part of that dominant Pete Carroll era.
He was at the LAFC game when they beat Philadelphia?
There you have it.
Yeah.
And I made a promise to Mace, Pepe. If he goes tonight, and that's his plan, and the Lakers win, I will never bring up the Mason curse ever again. I will bury it.
He leaves at halftime, though, Pepe.
No.
No, he's got 10 grand in mythical money, so he's going to stay tonight.
I'm staying tonight.
I tilted him into staying.
I'm right. there for this game.
Do you have any mythical money?
No, I believe in real money, Pepe. Oh, okay. Real money. Straight, last Randy Moss once said, straight cash, homie. That was one of the greatest quotes ever.
Pepe, what's going to happen tonight?
I always think that the Lakers are going to win, but it's going to be...
Are you nervous?
Yes, I am.
I am too, Pepe. Yes. I'm nervous with you.
I was really nervous when Ja Morant was scoring at
they're up by 20
straight points.
At will.
Yeah, garbage time. Garbage time.
Set him straight, Sedano. Lakers. Pepe thinks the Lakers going to lose tonight.
I didn't say that.
No, he just said he's nervous.
I didn't say that.
Here's what I would say. And I haven't heard a word any of you have said.
Thank you for listening.
I think. Well,
he was listening to PTI, right, George?
Actually, taping the ESPN Daily podcast.
Thank you for listening. Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers are still the favorite to win this series, but I don't love how easy Ja Morant got to the basket.
That's what I'm worried about, too.
Because it's not just the threes. It's how easy he got to the basket.
Pepe, thank you for coming in.
Pepe, thank you
for the pastries and for the great game, and we will see you in about an hour.
I will be there for the wave.
Make sure you salute everybody.
Yes.
And next time, next time, sugar donuts.
Yeah. No, I don't.
He's the only one. You bring a gift, and he criticizes you.
What is it,
Bandurze?
I mean,
it's chocolate eclairs.
Eclairs in there.
Beautiful
some
stuff.
Kind of
beautiful.
Mushy.
What's wrong with you, Michael? I mean,
I like donuts.
All right, let's hit the super stager. There you go. Everybody's in the house today, getting ready for Game 4. Shadano, what's up?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. So you did the big ESPN Daily. I still haven't got
Around the horn.
Still haven't got my invitation to be on NBA Today.
I know, especially. Did you hear this, Ireland?
In the mail.
So we did. It wasn't a bit. I mean, it was a bit, but
no,
not
it was
really
a bit.
Bit.
I think.
I mean, it was a bit and not a bit.
Yeah.
So
it was
basically.
Kind of.
Kurt Sandoval, our friend, was on NBA Today last week.
Yeah,
about
they
the
do that. They bring in local
Fugazaki.
Sports anchors from some teams you guys talk about.
ABC 7, Fugazaki's been on. And so we brought on Mace to let him know that Sandoval was on. Mace was freaking out. He couldn't believe he hadn't gotten the invite. And then I brought on Kurt, who was on hold waiting for Mace to bemoan it.
Yeah, he's upset over several things. The latest is he does not have a blue check mark.
I'm
he
the only one now that doesn't have a blue check.
On NBA
even
Sliwa? Today.
Sliwa got one.
Yeah.
And so there's several things bothering Mace today.
Yeah. I mean, Michael doesn't have one. What do you care?
Yeah, I don't care.
Michael doesn't have one.
I just tweet anyway.
I wanted to mention...
hey, tell Campy we have another microphone in here if he wants to come in.
Game of Games is brought to you by Call Jacob. Don't forget, after an accident, you got to call Jacob, 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB, or go to calljacob.com.
Hey, Mace, what did the Buffalo say to his son when he dropped him off at school?
He said... I don't know.
Bye, son.
Bye, son.
Bye, son.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Thank you, Jorge.
You needed the rim shot on that one. You needed that little extra something.
Sedano smiled. Yeah. He thought it was funny.
It was funny. Yeah. Ish.
It was cute. Cute-ish.
How's,
it was cute.
How's little Marte doing? What's his name?
Mateo.
Mateo doing?
He's doing good. We, you know, T-ball has been good. Mm-hmm. He's been having fun.
How old is he now?
4.
Well, can't you? Obviously, he's a Sedano. He's Cuban, part Cuban. Yeah. So that means he can hit the ball. Don't you have the option to like pitch it to him?
We do. We do 3 coaches' pitches, mm-hmm. and if they don't hit, then they hit from the tee at that point.
Did you see the video of the girl who hit a ground ball to first base, and while she was running, she did a cartwheel down the first baseline?
I did. That's amazing. That? Yeah.
And was she safe?
Oh, yeah. All every kid, including the first baseman, ran to the ball. And she just ran down the line, did a cartwheel, and stepped on first.
That was funny.
So it worked out good.
Campy, what's up, pal? So something I never say, pal.
Yeah, not like pal. Pal's
good. Pal's good. I like pal.
So Pepe brought these chocolate.
Yeah, they're good, Cappy. Get on that.
You guys had one?
Yeah, I did.
I did not have one, no.
The eclairs are very good.
Are you going to have one? Yeah. No.
Oh, my
God. They're all you.
I just smelled them.
Mm. Now, are you not still cutting weight, or did you give up on that?
No, I didn't give up on it.
Yeah.
Just have a bite. That's it.
Yeah.
You can have one bite. I had a bite, and I tossed the rest away because I just wanted to taste it.
You had more.
What are you trying to get down to, Cappy?
Look in the garbage.
I saw what you put in the garbage.
It was a bite.
That was 3 bites.
Okay, yeah. 3 bites.
All right, that's different than a bite.
All right. Okay, yeah, then have a bite.
Triple the bites. Which bite did you have? Which one?
I had these.
Okay, what's that?
It has like mint inside.
What's this one? What's that one?
I didn't try it. I don't know.
What do you think that one is?
It looks like it's got pistachio on top.
Damn, this looks good. Why does he do this? Good. Why does he bring this
Everybody brings food. There's food around the station all the time. There's always like somebody, you know, whether it's Pizza Hut or, I don't know, a Pollo Loco or one of those things is always here.
Yeah.
Mace, you're dressed like an adult today.
I am. I'm going to the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to the game.
Are you not going to the game?
Yes. What, am I not dressed like an adult?
Are you going to dress like an adult?
Not like an adult?
I mean, you're dressed like you're going to a golf outing.
No, casual. I'm casual.
You got the Travis Matthew thing on.
Yeah, no, I'm warm. I'm very cozy.
Now, I'm assuming you're going to be in the suite.
Come on.
I'm going to be with the reporters. People.
Good for you, Mace.
Journalists.
You'll be with us.
I'm going to be either in next to Sliwa or down by Michael Koger.
You want to be down by Koger because, well, there's 2 reasons. One, where Michael and I are, for some reason, the internet has gone out.
Oh, no.
So you can't have any internet up by where we sit.
I can't put pictures up of myself.
No. Yeah. And secondly, you'll get a contact high.
Oh, well, and he wants that.
Still?
But you would, then you'd have to drive
home. I mean, Mace
would
be happy with that.
Yeah, no.
Oh, come on. You're a veteran. You can handle it.
Yeah. All right, wait. I have a question. So since you're going to be sitting in a seat,
because
I'm all about that suite life, you know.
Yeah, I know you are.
You know? That suite life didn't choose me. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So are we going to go to Hyde at halftime?
We could go to Hyde at halftime.
Don't you think that's a good thing to do?
That's probably a good thing, but I got to run upstairs when I'm supposed to be schmoozing other media people. I'm hanging out with, you know, Jim Hill and people.
You are?
Why don't you guys go to the patio and hang out with Jeannie in the back?
I can't get into the patio.
What? Why not?
I've never been to the patio.
Why not?
Ireland, have you been to the patio? I mean, you've literally walked by it 6,000 times.
Wait a minute, you have been to the patio?
Yeah.
During games?
No,
no, he's working.
Not.
But how? When do you go to the patio?
Before the game or at halftime?
I've never been invited to the patio.
You just walk it
in.
Is very...
I mean, honestly, if you just walked in, no one would know the difference.
Right. Let's go. Let's go to the patio tonight.
Now that you've said it out loud, someone will stop
they're
you.
They're going to stop you now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're an idiot. You should have said that. I'm going to text Jeannie.
Okay,
well, then that's different.
How did that work for you last time?
I am going to text Jeannie.
Do it.
I bet you she gets back.
FaceTime her.
No,
FaceTimer.
I'm not going to
FaceTime Jeannie.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Why not?
I can't do that to Jeannie.
Just tell you, Steve Mason.
I can't do that to my friend Jeannie.
Why? You do it to other people.
Yeah, but I mean, who'd I do it to?
I don't know who.
My brother Brian and
we had Trudell on.
Neil Everett.
And Neil Everett. You'll FaceTime Neil Everett, but not Jeannie Buss.
Yeah, I won't.
How about Jay Moore?
Oh, I would. No,
okay,
I definitely
ask Jay.
Jay, why don't you FaceTime Jay?
FaceTime Jay, John, please, and ask him if we can get in.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys should.
Are you asking him?
I can.
Yeah, please do.
Let me see if this works.
He'll let you guys in.
Of course he
He's
will.
A nice guy.
Loves us.
And Jeannie's great. She's
nice. Loves us.
That's where all the beautiful people hang out.
Is it really?
Oh, can you text the Will new Ferrell? Chairman's room?
Yeah, text Will Ferrell. By the way, how about Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
He was at the Kings on Friday. He was at the Lakers on
I'm
Saturday.
I'm FaceTiming Jay right
that
now.
AD play was like right
yeah,
in
right,
front of him.
Yeah, happened
then
right
Then he was at the Kings game yesterday with his face painted silver and black.
Dude, guy loves sports. All right, wait a second. Looks
who are
like
you FaceTiming?
John Ireland
oh,
here.
Look,
there he is right there. Hey, Jay Moore.
Jay Moore.
What's up, buddy?
You're on the air.
Mason has a request, Jay. Here it is.
Tell him he's on the air.
Hey, Jay, I'm wondering if we can get into the patio tonight, me and Scott Kaplan.
Impossible.
My boy!
No! Seriously, impossible?
Think of it.
If Kaplan's pulling you down.
Oh, wow.
So I could get in solo, but no Kaplan. Got it.
Hey, Mace.
Yeah.
I have very
Oh,
wow.
Get out of here. I hear you. All right, I'll see you there, and I'll leave Cappy up at Hyde.
Hey, Jay, by the way, I just saw Air. You're great in it, man. I didn't even know you were in it, and you're great in it, man, and it's a great movie. Way to go.
You saw my big, fat body in Air, too.
Yeah, but did you get a bunch of free Adidas swag for your performance or nothing?
No, they
Yeah. are we going to see you tonight?
Yeah, at the patio.
I had a Zoom call with a middle school, and I got off it to answer your call.
All right, go back to the middle school.
All right,
school.
See you, Jay.
See ya.
All right, goodbye.
Adidas.
All right.
Come on. Wouldn't it be Nike gear?
He played an Adidas
in the
character.
Movie, oh, he played the head of Adidas.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, and you haven't seen it yet. You'll actually like that movie.
I didn't see it.
Sonato, have you seen it?
I have not yet.
You guys all like it a lot.
I just haven't had a chance.
It's really well done.
Yeah, it's so good. So good.
What do you think? You think we got a chance now?
I don't think you have a chance.
You clearly don't have a chance.
Really, no chance at all?
I believe that's a full-on
really?
No way for
yeah.
you.
No kickers.
That was a hard no.
No yeah. kickers.
No kickers.
Even old, retired, you know,
I think they're
middle
worse.
Age. Really?
Kickers, when they're old and retired, are
yeah.
even worse
really?
Than when they're real young and playing.
Well, yeah, if you were like Legatron or something,
yeah,
maybe.
Exactly.
You
know?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How's Ireland get in and you guys can't get in?
Because he's Ireland and he works for the team.
It's because I have a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, he does
That's
not
why.
Have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hey, if you were one of Hollywood's big guns, they would let yeah. you in.
Does John Ireland have a blue check mark?
Of course.
Okay. You know, you're kind of sitting here kvetching about not having a blue check mark.
You have one.
I don't want it.
What do you mean you don't want it?
I don't
Is
want
it. Is
it
transferable?
I don't know if it's transferable.
Can I have your
you can
blue
have
check
it.
Mark?
I'll give it to you right now.
What about the other Scott Kaplans? There are lots of Scott Kaplans on Twitter.
But every
and
one
we'll
of them,
never figure out which one is you.
But every one of them has a different iteration of the name. So I'm the original.
Do you have at Scott Kaplan?
Yes, sir, I do.
Wow.
That's strong.
Right?
Good that effort is. By
2009.
You.
I tried to buy the one that was at Mason. I found the guy.
Yeah.
And I said.
It wasn't the hockey goalie?
No.
Okay.
At Mason is some guy in England. And I contacted him
yeah.
and tried to buy it from
and
him.
And what did he say?
He told me he would sell it for $100,000.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God.
Wow.
$100,000.
Get out of here.
I swear to God,
$100,000. That's crazy.
How much
it
would you
is crazy.
To pay?
Good grand. Question.
$1,000?
$1,000.
$1,000, yeah.
Really? What? You walk around handing out $500 like it's nothing.
No.
I was able to get at Sedano just because the company did it for me.
Right, but they had to catch it at the right time. So before somebody
well,
else
they
got
it. Somebody
Sedano.
Got it for me, though.
What was your original Twitter
I
name?
Think it was at Sedano ESPN.
It's a good one.
Wait, but you didn't get Sedano before ESPN?
No, and then I switched to just at Sedano, and then it's funny, when I did it, everyone just assumed that because I was, it was coincidentally when my contract was up back in those days, and people were like, oh, Sedano's going to Fox, confirmed.
Because he lost the ESPN off
right.
of Sedano?
Yeah, which wasn't the case.
See, I don't like the blue check mark, and now I feel cheesy having it.
Why?
Because I feel like...
But yours says it's associated with ESPN Los Angeles.
Just feels like somebody
but
paid
it's not
for
like
it.
You but it's not like you bought it.
I
like,
did not buy it.
Because if it was you, it would just say, you click on the blue check mark and it would say, you bought Twitter Blue or whatever the hell.
Okay.
This one, when you click on it, it says, verified and associated through ESPN Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you want it so much.
I would not know. I would not know.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. You guys know who Steve Levy is at ESPN?
Yeah, of course.
Been there forever?
Yeah.
All right, so
wait, I mean, he's like literally asking us, like, you guys worked here for 25 years. How would we not know who he is?
Bet
you
Michael
I mean, Michael's
is.
Different.
He's the hockey guy with Barry Melrose.
Yeah. See, even okay. Michael knows.
Nice. There you go. Nice, Michael.
So the other day,
former Monday Night Football guy.
The other day, Steve Levy went to McDonald's, and they gave him, without him asking for it, a senior discount.
Nuh-uh.
Because of the hair?
He was super offended.
Oh, wow.
And my question is, if they give me a discount for any reason, I'm not offended. Would you guys be offended if you walked in and they said, all right, Mr. Mason, your total is $9.75, but because you're a senior, you get it for $6.75.
Well, Mason would be offended.
So here's the thing. Yeah. I qualify for a senior discount at the movies.
Okay.
It's 55 and up.
Mm-hmm.
I never take advantage of it.
Why? You're too vain.
Why is that? Because I don't want to give in to
being old
discount. Being, right?
Yeah. I want to be.
I don't
want
to start.
I want this on public record. I will accept any discount for which I am eligible or those I am not.
Right.
I'll tell you this. On the flip side, like, you know, for 10 years after I turned 21, I would get ID'd everywhere.
Right.
Okay. And the first year or two, you get annoyed. And then as you get older, by the time I got 30 and they were IDing me, I'm like, yes, please.
Yeah, here, have it.
Oh, yeah, no, there comes a point where it's a compliment to be carded.
But I don't take any discount. I'm with you, John. I mean, today I was getting gas in South L.A.
Okay.
And somebody said to me, well, where are you? And I said, I'm at Costco. And they said, why are you at Costco? And I said, well, gas here is like $4.59. They said, well, how much is it out in the wild? And I'm like, I don't know, like $5.05, $5.10. They're like, so you're going to sit in line for 20 or 30 minutes just to save about 20 cents a gallon. And in my mind, even though it's probably a giant, colossal waste of time, I feel like I'm beating the man by actually getting my gas at Costco.
Well, here's
am
the,
I?
Here, well, yeah.
Not
yeah,
really.
You are for 20 cents a gallon?
Yeah. But, Cap, how about this? So Michael and I were just in Memphis.
What's your time worth?
We're going back tomorrow.
20 cents.
You know what gas costs in Memphis?
$2.
$3.40.
$3.10.
Wow.
Yeah. Right in the middle. And here it's $6.
Wow.
You know, I mean, how is that possible? It's the same gas.
I don't know. I was in Tampa, Florida this weekend.
Yep.
Gas is like $3.70. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Why were you in Tampa?
It's also why I drive electric.
Oh, you went to another wedding.
So
by the way, wedding I meant to ask you, what are you, 30? You've got a wedding every single week.
Yeah, no. Seriously.
That's like, there was a stretch where I had weddings all the time.
But Cap, are they mostly second weddings?
Yes. So
niece was one of
right,
them.
Right, last week was second wedding. This week was first wedding. So I'm in that sweet spot of divorced friends who are now getting remarried and sweet spot of
children
kids are turning old enough to get married.
If a question of etiquette here. Let's say one of your good friends got married. You were in the wedding 20, 30 years ago. You got him a very nice wedding gift, and then he gets married again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to go back to the well and get him another very nice gift?
What are you laughing at?
That's a no?
Ask him about what the second wedding was like, the gift you have to get, and the gift that or the gift that they wanted and the gift you were trying to finagle.
All right, tell me if you guys think this is out of line.
Okay.
Or in bad form.
This is a business partner of yours.
Okay.
So last week, close friend of mine got married for the second time.
Okay. Were you involved with the first wedding? Were you in attendance?
No, they're business associates.
Okay. He's a very, very successful guy.
Peter Seidler.
No.
Okay.
But he goes, listen, don't bring gifts. Don't give gifts. He goes, just do this. Great. Get your favorite bottle of booze. Write a little note on it so we can put it in our bar, and when you come to our house, whenever that may be,
we'll have it.
We'll drink it together.
That's a very nice way to do it.
Yeah, cool, I agree. Right?
But I have a feeling Cap is going to try and turn left here.
Oh,
go
ahead. Yeah.
Well, I had to fly from California to Arizona, so I didn't bring a bottle with me, and I also didn't have a car. I was using Uber, so I didn't go to like a BevMo or someplace like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to go to our friends, our amigos, if you will.
See.
You know, from Tequila Mandala.
Of course.
Yeah. And get a really nice bottle of Tequila Mandala and then put my signature on it. And hey, we'll drink
for
this.
For free, though.
Yeah. They're beautiful bottles,
right.
By the way.
They are. Right, they're a conversation starter.
George is right. So I'm trying to go to Jason Roberts, who's our marketing consultant,
who has that account.
Clients.
Yeah.
To go to Tequila Mandala to get me a bottle of Tequila Mandala.
How much time did you give him? Like when you said, Jason, I need a bottle of Tequila Mandala, and I need it by what?
Well, I mean, about a week and a half ago, I was like, if you could get it by like tomorrow, Tuesday.
Okay.
I think that would be.
So you're trying to wangle a free bottle of Tequila
instead of just
Mandala,
buying the bottle.
Instead
of tequila.
Going to buy one?
Yeah.
He knows a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean.
But wait, but we're talking about discounts here. You won't take the discount
correct.
At the movie theater
because
the you're too vain.
Uh-oh.
No,
look out the window.
Oh, is that for him?
The squeaky Tequila wheel gets the grease.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I said last week, you know, on the TNT NBA show, Kenny Smith was like, yo, we got this tequila sponsor. If they're not 20 cases of tequila waiting for us, something's wrong here. And then, like, the next night, 20 cases showed up. Brother can't get one bottle to give to a
friend.
It's
not even your sponsorship. It's mine.
Right, you
got
to go through
Shinano. I did. George to get you a bottle.
I did ask George.
And I said, go to Jason.
Right.
I'm not doing it for
right.
him.
He passed me off. So now, you know, I'm getting
Michael's
the bottle.
Son has his own wine.
Yeah.
You could have gone that way.
Yeah.
$100
$100 That's right. Or Sasha Vujicic has his own wine.
I like the way I'm doing it. Can I get a bottle of Tequila Mandala? Yes. Then
Jason.
I hand it off to my friend. He doesn't know the difference.
Jason,
he doesn't know.
Is he? Are you giving him the bottle for free? Give him a microphone,
it's
please.
A bill.
He said he's taking care of the show.
All right.
Take care, take care of the show.
All my peoples are going to drink some tequila today.
Okay, so there you go. So Cappy, will Cappy get a bottle then, I guess? Cappy will get one of the four.
There you go, nice. Cap.
I said, man, if he gets a whole case, that's like his wedding gift for the next 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
Is it cheesy then to give the bottle of Tequila Mandala
that you got for free
to my friend who wanted a bottle?
No.
No, it's
You're well within the spirit of the rule.
He's never going to know. It's not like
don't give him the extra. Hold on, Jason.
You said it publicly.
Jason, don't give him the extra añejo though.
No, that's the one I want.
No, don't give him that one. That's a $200 bottle of tequila.
That's a very classy guy. Now there's a classy guy.
No, don't give him that one. He's getting it for free.
Tell you right now.
Give him the añejo.
If you don't give me the best bottle, I'll tell you something right now.
What are you going
to
do?
It's not going to be a good representation of Tequila Mandala to a very successful guy who's going to buy a lot of Tequila Mandala going forward.
I'll tell you this. The añejo is delicious, too.
I'm sure
But
it is.
You don't deserve the extra añejo.
I want the extra añejo.
All right.
Extra añejo.
A lot to be determined coming up.
Yeah, a lot. It's going to be a big battle for the extra añejo coming up.
That the most aged one. It's aged 7 years.
Wow.
That's the most expensive one.
You know,
the other ones are more
a guy just like you and me from Jalisco, Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, the other guy is another guy just like us from Downey.
Yeah. Right. Downey. You're in SoCal.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so tomorrow it's me and Momo. Tonight is the game. Ireland and Thompson calling it.
See, the patio?
I'll be on the patio.
The patio tonight.
I'll be in the patio.
Yeah.
You
go get Jay Moore and tell him to come get me in.
Yeah, you'll be where you are.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Shadon, are you going to the game?
I will be with the media, yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, see everybody tonight.
I'll be with the media. The media.
I'll be there with Cappy's rival, McMiniman.
I'm not talking to no media.
Just look for Aaron. He'll get you into the patio.
McMiniman is like, to Cappy is like Newman.
McMiniman.
Yeah. Newman.
McMiniman.
All right, Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Go Lakers, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.